Welcome to the Team Management Systems podcast, focusing on exploring the profile content.
The process I find works best if you let them read it on their own, and I try and end up so that you give them this thing either before a lunch break or even better, the evening before you're going to look at it the next day.
I then give the profiles out, explain the scores individually, what they mean, to every member of the team, and then at that point just say, right, now we've got the profile, now just go off and read. But in reading it, mark each paragraph, whether you agree or you disagree with that. And then at the end, just a summary sheet, what I agree with, what I don't agree with, and very, very important, how it impacts on my job.
And I ask them to go into their group and have a discussion with a tutor there about the impact the profile has had on them, what it means for them, whether they agree with it, what that points up for them for the future, where they need to develop, what their strengths are. So the first part of the discussion is very much as individuals trying to make sense of it for themselves. The second part of the discussion is then for them to draw up a composite wheel for the group and have a look at the profile of the group and think about what that means for the group, where there's overlaps, where there's voids, and how that might affect their working together for the rest of the week.
I put together pairs who were at greatest distance from each other, and then I brought the team together, which is 9 people. And we've actually taken them through understanding each other's profiles, understanding the implications for work, and getting them to plan how they're going to begin to be able to work differently.
We will then start to look at the interaction of the different types on a team. We would maybe put it in context. We would might maybe even build a team or a crew from people that we know. So in other words, as a result of them saying, well, so-and-so is a thruster organiser, we think so-and-so is a creative innovator, whatever, we would then put that team together and then try and look at things that might present a problem on board one of our flights, for instance. And as a result of that, work to solutions to compensate for that.
I put the work preference measures up on a flip chart, and I get everyone to shout their score out around the room, so it becomes very open and people start listening. It's the extremes across the measures where you're probably having your problems. So the person at one end and the person at the extreme on the other, they know who they are, so do most of the others in the room, and they also know that the sorts of problems they have. Take structure, for instance. Is structure flexible? If someone's scoring a 20 on structure, and there's a 16 on flexible, they start looking at each other and smiling, because they know jolly well that they were at a meeting last week and X went on and someone said, let's be very loose and flexible about this, and said, no, we've got to have an action plan, we've got to dot the I's and cross the T's, etc., etc.
You've been listening to Jane Gritt, Jeff Christiansen, Nikki James, Penny Jones, Peter Alvarez and Alan Barrett in a podcast from Team Management Systems. For further information, please visit our website, tmsworldwide.com.